Hi there. The word for you today is Debbie Russell. Hebrews 11, verse 39, these were all commended for their faith. Debbie, a radiant 37-year-old who worked at the Word for You Today in Atlanta, died after battling cancer. People everywhere prayed for her healing, including the elders. At North Point Church, where Pastor Andy Stanley is, huge church, great church. Some of those who attended her funeral wondered, why? The truth is, sometimes God heals us in response to the prayer of faith, James 5:14. Other times he takes us to heaven, which Paul describes in Philippians 1:23 in two words, far better. So this raises the question, why are some people healed in response to prayer and other people not? The answer is, we don't know. And God doesn't always tell us. Paul, who wrote half the New Testament, had a ministry so miraculous that the dead were raised, freely confessed in 1 Corinthians 13 and 9, we know in part. Pastor James Bradley sheds light on this difficult subject. He points out that in Hebrews chapter 11, some, quote, escaped the edge of the sword, verse 34, while others, quote, were put to death by the sword, verse 37. But notice in verse 39, quote, these were all commended for their faith. So Pastor Bradley writes, and I quote, it seems clear that we can't always measure faith by results. Faith is a virtue and value on its own merit. Our faith is not based on what we get. It's based on who we trust. Speaking of Debbie's death, he wrote, she did not fail her faith, and her faith did not fail her. She was, and is, a wonderful example of trusting God in the most difficult of life's challenges. She's a champion of faith, and I was inspired by her unshakable trust and love for the Lord. That was the faith legacy of Debbie Russell.